On a Tuesday morning, we go Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, I got to admit, I only watched just a little bit of the early portion of the game, but from all reports, it sounds like the Bills hung in there for a while before ended up losing 25-6 last night. So, Matt Sabuda, what happened?
Yeah, thank you, Bills, for keeping me up really, really late. It just kind of seems like wash, rinse, repeat with the Bills' losses to the Patriots over the last two decades. But before we jump right in, I do want to acknowledge the atmosphere. It always amazes me how supportive Buffalo fans are despite years of these types of defeats. With the Bills being the product, and not often a very good one, Buffalonians are among the most loyal customers you could ask for. And it was a festive atmosphere in a loud, packed stadium last night, although definitely some who might have been a little too aggressive, which tends to happen at night games. And so even though the Bills weren't up to the challenge, most of the fans were. And despite the loss, one of the nicer moments came at halftime when the Bills retired jersey number 34, worn by former Bills running back Thurman Thomas. He joins Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith as the only Bills players to have their numbers retired. I'm not procrastinating, really, I guess. So let's get into the game, which just was tough to watch at times. You had to feel bad for the Bills' defense as they seemed up to the challenge against one of the league's best offenses led by the best all-time quarterback, or one of them, in Tom Brady, but had no help whatsoever from the offense. And they could only hold on for so long before the Patriots created some scoring space. It was remarkable that through three quarters, the Bills' defense held the high-powered Patriots to just 12 points, but the problem was the offense could only score 6 points. So the best player for the beleaguered Bills' offense continues to be LeSean McCoy. He had 95 total yards, dominated by 82 yards of receiving. But just when it looked like the Bills could hang in there late in the game, down 18-6, a touchdown that would have had Buffalo within 5 points was called back a few plays later. Bills quarterback Derek Anderson threw an interception, returned for a touchdown, and just like that, instead of being down 5, Buffalo was down 19, and that was the ball game, as they say. So you just have to wonder what last night's game would have looked like if the Bills had a competent offense.
Most certainly a good question in that regard. Now the question is, now what? Where do the Bills go from here?
Yeah, 2-6. This is where the wheels look to be falling off the 2018 season. And sure, there's still half a season left, but the question fans certainly are asking is, where are the Bills going, and what is the season going to be all about? And I say it in such a big way like that because I've said many times before, this season was supposed to be all about building. Yes, they suffered a setback in that regard with the injury to rookie quarterback Josh Allen, but there still needed to be progress from other young building blocks on the team. And that brings us to the catch-22 so far. We are seeing that growth and progress play out exceptionally well, but unfortunately, it's only happening on one side of the ball, and it's happening pretty dramatically in the sense that Buffalo's defense is seeing some great effort by guys like Trey White, Matt Milano, and first-round pick Tremaine Edmonds, who, while having an up-and-down season and suffered an injury last night, has been a reliable and important contributor. But what can and will they do about the offense? The thing about great defensive play is it's just usually pretty short-lived and not all that sustainable. Certainly not as much as a solid offense, which is often dominated, of course, by a star quarterback who tends to stick around for a while. And my point being, the Bills need to find out quickly what their offensive identity is, along with being hopeful that Josh Allen is the guy, because if he can be, this season still has a lot of potential toward that aim of building towards something, but if not, it's going to be a shame to waste a lot of excellent young defensive talent if they can't get any support. And we're halfway through the 2018 season, and still just a lot more questions than answers.
Well, we'll keep looking. We've got another half season to go, don't we, Matt Sabuda?
We sure do.
All right, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.